Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Was that Micah or EA? Which one?
I think that was actually Micah on Further Review.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How are we doing, boys?
Great. How are you?
Good. We're doing good.
Yeah.
We're doing very, very good. It's good to be in the studio.
It's good to have you.
It's where I belong.
Why are you wearing a sun hat in the rain?
You don't like this hat? My bucket hat?
I mean, it's fine, but usually it's, reserved for a beach or something. Outside in the sun.
I just hadn't really showered and
keeps the rain off your head.
Normal hat. It's not raining. It's perfect outside. It's beautiful. We are so lucky. Blessed, in fact.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
The Lord liveth.
With the recent Penn prison escapee being caught. You guys saw that, right?
In an Eagles hoodie.
Yeah. Just makes you hate the Eagles even more because he loves them so much. Mm-hmm. He was doing it. He was escaping for the Eagles.
He was trying to get to the next game. They play Thursday.
And I don't know if you got, I don't know if he was going to run to Philadelphia. I don't know if you guys saw the Showtime show Escape from Dannemora about Ben Stiller directed it. It's about the true story of the prison escapees from Dannemora prison that they ended up catching them, but they're on the lam for like a week, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this guy got caught. How long do y'all think you could last on the run breaking out of prison? Either as a group or individually.
Where is the prison?
I mean, you can kind of pick it. Okay. It's not going to be, it's going to be one of the larger prisons.
Yeah, because I would want one in a wooded area. And.
But then what are you going to do?
Well, you
what
have
are you
to
gonna
have,
eat.
In a wooded area, you there's have, at least animals and berries.
Are you
going
to kill the animals?
Okay, yeah, how are you going
to
kill
if
it?
If you are in prison, you have time to study these things. You could be able to read a book about what berries you can eat and what you can't. You need somebody to leave a can of gas or something for you outside that you can pick up that you just kind of trace behind you to throw the dogs off your scent.
He's thought about this.
What? I would not survive an hour.
Yes, you would.
1 hour?
Because they probably catch me as I have all my clothes hanging off the gas station bathroom as I have to go poo.
Oh, he's in there. Do we let him finish?
There he is.
Yeah, just an orange jumpsuit.
Right.
Hanging outside the door.
It's got your prison number on the back of it. Yeah. Like, you are the worst outdoorsman of all time, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
I know I am. That's why I wouldn't be able to survive on the outside.
You get outside, you run into some mud, you're like, nah, never mind.
Oh, my gosh. And my socks are wet. I'm like,
sit down and wait for them.
I think you're right, though. I think if you planned it correctly, which the guys from Dannemora did, they had help from a prison guard.
Yeah, you'd have to have some people.
Yeah, you have to have help.
They had people on the inside and the outside that were assisting them.
And you have to be willing to kill those people.
And that there was a guy in Georgia that just did this. Here's what you have to do. You have to have a sexual relationship with an ugly prison female guard.
And she will fight for you.
And she'll lie. Yes. And that's exactly what went on in Dannemora and in Georgia. Yes,
you have to have that.
I don't know what happened with this guy.
Probably the same thing.
But seriously, you get some tore up chick.
Or maybe you and I could stir crazy that thing like Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. And then if we go out together, then maybe that'll be better. I would be way better with a partner.
If you escape from Huntsville, you could get to Mexico fairly quickly.
Man, I don't know. I mean, that's still
12 hours.
6 or 7 hours from Mexico, from Huntsville, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
So, I mean, would you risk hitchhiking?
No, because you'd have to kill the guy that you hitchhiked with.
I mean, you wouldn't have to.
You can't leave witnesses, man.
You do not have to kill everybody. Like,
if somebody sees
if you stole
you
a car,
you trust them?
If you stole a car, then they were like, that's him. He's got the car.
Well, you
got
to switch the plates and, do that type of thing.
What if the one thing
And then you couldn't get
you
into Mexico.
Is,
you could never get into Mexico.
You don't have the tool to switch the license plate.
Yeah. Or would you go down to like Big Ben, Marfa, that area where you could literally kind of cross, without having your ID checked?
I mean, you can go across the Mexican border. Nobody looks at you. It's when you come back in. You can walk. They don't even check anything when you go into Mexico.
So now how do you start surviving in Mexico?
You'd have to probably disfigure your face.
Did I say that funny?
For facial recognition technology.
We'll check.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I don't know. I want to say I could go a week, but there's so many variables that have to go your way.
Man, the food thing is so huge because you can't go to a Wendy's. You can't just you just
stay nourished.
You could go to a gas station as long. I mean,
that guy looked thin as hell too.
The problem is that cameras are everywhere.
Yeah,
so you'd have to disfigure yourself or do something. You know, like walk with.
He
the
did.
Wind.
That guy changed his appearance.
Right. I mean, I'm talking, you got to go all the way.
I would just let my hair grow out and no one would recognize me.
You would have...
Well, do you have hair?
You don't have time.
I'll start doing it in prison.
Like a chia pet?
Long-term project. Yeah.
If I know I'm escaping,
yeah,
I have to prepare myself for it.
Can you imagine the rush of actually the minute you get out... Like your plan actually worked and you turn around and there is the fence and
it's
the
Tim
guards.
Robbins.
And I know. It's just, yes. What a great moment, man. What a great
500
moment.
500 yards.
Matt Birmingham says, I can't go down that way to Mexico because they would catch me on the Lajitas golf course. I'd be like, just one round. Just one quick round.
You're right there. You're about to cross, and then you look over and you see someone teeing off on six.
And I walk in. Can I rent some clubs?
Corby Davidson. You're wearing a prison jumpsuit.
You remember me? Down here millions of times.
But the jumpsuit may have a collar, so you're properly dressed.
So they're probably like, okay.
Yeah, rent some clubs. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure,
Corby, welcome. Okay. So Pearl Jam is tonight for me. And I was wondering from you guys, what is your best and worst concert experience that you've had?
Man, best would either be Rockfest 97 at the Texas Motor Speedway in June of 97. That was awesome.
Is that the first thing they ever did there? That has to be, right?
It might have been. That was June of 97, and that was all the bands that, you know, Matchbox 20.
Is that like No Doubt?
No Doubt, Bush, Counting Crows, Collective Soul, Jewel, Paula Cole, Sugar Ray, Soak. The Nixon's closed. Bush was there. Did I say that? Yeah.
But wasn't that also, didn't it take like a lot of people like 10 hours to get out of the parking lot?
We left before the Nixon's came on.
Oh, you left early from something, huh?
I wasn't driving like you were. But getting in, because we left Rockwall at like 4 a.m. that morning and got out there because gates opened at 8. And we got out to TMS probably around 6 a.m. and it took over 2 hours just to get in.
At 4 a.m.?
Well, we got there about 6 a.m.
Well, yeah, still.
Yeah, and so we were there all day and left right before the Nixons came on. And, yeah, I mean, it probably took us at least an hour even then to get out. But that was way back when it first was around, and they didn't have all the roads. That, like, 114 and all that going out there was, they didn't know that there was going to be crowds like that. It was insane.
For you?
And the only bad concert experience I can remember was one time we went to go see Jodeci in Grand Prairie, and they sounded terrible. It's almost like the lead singer bit his tongue, like right before he came out, and he never recovered. He sounded awful. And then maybe one of the best was one of the latest time we went to go see New Edition. Jodeci opened, and they sounded great, but New Edition was awesome, and I've seen them a lot. So maybe that. Front row of LL. I was front row with LL Cool J. So that was really awesome. The only time
in
I've
Dallas?
Ever been front row. Casino. Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
Windstar? Or
I don't remember which one. I really don't.
Yeah, that would be cool. We saw the Eras Tour from Taylor Swift this past summer in Nashville, and that show was just insane.
At the football stadium?
At Nissan. That was incredible. The production and everything that she does.
I was fifth row center for Janet Jackson. At the Starplex.
Damn.
At Fair Park. And when she would call someone out up there to, you know, to seduce them. And she asked the question, who wants to come up there with me, you know? And I was with my wife and I kind of looked over at her.
We'll holler.
And she said, yeah, go ahead. And I lifted both my arms and my foot. She's like, okay, maybe not like that. Then I would have gone nuts if I would have gone up there.
What year was that? Back when she still looked good?
Whoa.
Something's happened to her.
What?
She's had a lot of things
just
done.
Awesomeness.
No,
she's
you know.
She's plastic now.
Yeah, okay. She is.
What do you put your eggs in every morning?
Okay.
A Tupperware.
Okay, plastic.
Okay. It's useful. Well, her eggs are in plastic now, too.
So. Donovan, do you think you could name, if I played you a Pearl Jam song, could you identify it? Could you tell me if it was Pearl Jam?
I'd try, but I don't have a lot of confidence.
Man, his voice is so distinctive.
Like, is this Pearl Jam?
That doesn't sound like Pearl Jam.
Is it?
I have no clue.
That is not Pearl Jam.
Okay. That didn't sound like it.
No, that is Led Zeppelin. Not-
okay. Are we going to get to some music here? Oh, okay. I have no clue. I would say yes, just because the first one wasn't.
Alone. You're two for two then.
Listless. Breakfast table and an
okay, so.
And their own.
Is Pearl Jam the song that.
My only
no, there's no way.
No, what? 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 Say it. Just say it. We're in the trust tree.
Is it the song where they go, feeling like a ham and monster shake?
Are you singing Midland? What is this?
Is that Pearl Jam?
Ding, 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 ding. Is that not Pearl Jam? Do it again.
Oh, that's Creed?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, this song?
Yeah, that song.
Yeah.
That's not Pearl Jam?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Boy, man, that was a really good rendition.
Thank you.
Peter. On her hand, her neck, her, her.
On hand, on hand, all the time.
You kind of sound just like him.
Might need Donnie to do a Creed song.
That's the song. That's not Pearl Jam.
Not a Creed song. This isn't Creed.
No, but do you think he's primed for Creed?
No, he's primed for Stone Temple Pilots. Do this at Ticket Stop.
You have a great
voice.
Hang on,
hang on. Listen, bring it up, bring it up.
On a Sunday afternoon, turn, 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 turn,
yes!
I will.
Get you in a big purple outfit.
You're
scarves.
Right. Feeling
like a hammer must escape.
Sounds just like him.
Yeah, you're doing that.
So, no, I cannot identify a Pearl Jam.
Oh, my God.
You're close, though.
No clue.
You're really, really close. Let's see here.
Pearl Jam played in my backyard.
Will we ever have another two-sport athlete a la Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders? Will there ever be another guy that comes down the pike that is able to play both or that's allowed to play both?
That's the key.
Yeah, I think you're going to find more going both ways athletes like Travis Hunter and Shohei Ohtani than the two sport athletes.
Because you even in college now, you'll see guys that are like, oh, he also plays basketball, but not really. He's like a spare on the basketball
team. I think you'll
see
it
also runs track
college,
or whatever.
Like Jameis was a pitcher.
Kyler
at Florida State. Kyler was a pitcher.
Like could Kyler
Mahomes was a baseball player.
Yeah. I don't think he ever really played at Tech, though. Maybe one game. Like, Kyler was good, though, when he got drafted early.
Right.
Could he have played, though, in the major leagues? Was he that? I don't know. I don't know anything about him baseball-wise.
You don't?
I really don't, no.
Man, that's surprising.
I didn't.
Yeah, but if he was good enough, if you're Arizona, you're not going to draft a guy that high and then be like, oh, yeah, you can also play basketball. Or baseball,
I mean. Don't get Kyler alerts on your phone?
I should. He's almost healthy now. We just got to get him healthy. Got to get him right. I think, though, that... Like, I'm really surprised there hasn't been the someone basket. It's always baseball and football.
Right.
Where's the basketball? Those dudes are huge. Like, tight end and power forward.
And especially if you had football, basketball to where if they always say the basketball season really doesn't start until after Christmas, you will have the back half of the season to play basketball after football. Yeah, I don't know why.
Isn't that weird, though? That's never happened. Like, Dave Winfield, wasn't he three-sport guy? Like, really elite?
I think so.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And chose baseball wisely. He played till he was 44 or something like that. But, I mean, it would just seem like that those two, that the super athletic basketball guy, because they're the best athletes in the world, hands down.
I'm with it.
that they didn't, that there's not a wide receiver or something like that, that they all, I mean, like, I've seen CeeDee Lamb, like, dunk a basketball, and it looks like he's dunking on a 4-foot rim. It's so easy for him.
Did you know the Cowboys drafted Pat Riley?
Yes. Yeah. Which is weird.
I mean, they drafted Carl Lewis also, but Pat Riley is the one that piqued my interest.
Was he like a left tackle?
No, he was not. What did they draft? Was he a receiver?
Did he? I don't even know if he played.
No, he
dude.
Didn't play. Yeah, but yeah. I just wonder what.
It was
what
a lot more common in that day. Guys would play all kinds of sports and would be able to go on. But now,
and that's the other issue. Most people that are professional athletes, they specialize by the time they're in like ninth grade or eighth grade. Even it's one sport. You recognize that you're like crazy elite at it, and that's the only thing you do.
I think that's kind of wrong.
I hate it. I hate it. I think it's stupid.
I don't know how you could, at the pro level, I don't know that it ever happens again. Because if you're that good of an athlete and you're really good in one sport, like if Bo were to come out now and was that good at baseball, do you think the Royals in this day and age would allow him to go play football or vice versa? I don't know that they would.
Well, we'll continue that in next week's Birdhouse because we are out of time. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s.
Yes, that was fun. We'll see you, boys.